Local shares had a good start to the week on Monday, with the ASX 200 rising by a half of 1% or around 31 points. So there were only two sectors that ended in negative territory today. That was consumer staples and energy stocks. On the consumer staples side of things, we saw the grocers under pressure. And the reason for that is that at the weekend, we heard that Amazon had spent almost $14 billion acquiring a grocery provider in the US. The markets are already concerned about what sort of impact Amazon could have when it expands its footprint in Australia, and this news didn't help. So Woolies, Wesfarmers and Metcash were down in the range of 2 to 3%, but other consumer facing names were also impacted. So Harvey Norman shares were down by about 3%. Oil prices remain under pressure. One of the reasons behind that is the increasing supply that we're seeing on the US side of the equation, even though OPEC are cutting production. An example of that in the US is that the oil rig count has risen for each of the last 20 weeks, which is the longest streak of increases in around 30 years. Elsewhere, banks provided a positive impact, with the ANZ, CBA and NAB groups all up by about more than 1%. That group was amongst the best improvers today. Gold stocks were generally higher today. Newcrest Mining and Alacia were up by about 1%. As far as company-specific news was concerned, Macmillan Shakespeare was in focus today. There were suggestions in the press, or reports at least, that this group is going to face a class action that stems from misconduct in their warranty business that relates to the car industry. So that saw a lot of pressure come to bear on that stock. On the positive side of the company news side of things, A2 Milk was up by 7%. Last week, they upgraded their earnings expectations. Today, they continue to benefit from that news, up by about 7%. Bellamy's also got a bit of a free kick on the back of that, up by about 13%. The Aussie dollar's firmed. It's trading just above 76 US cents.